Welcome to Steppin' Out, a reality radio show where you'll hear real people sharing their true stories of what it was like to go over the edge and find their way back. And now, Steppin' Out.
Welcome back to Steppin' Out Radio, where you hear true stories every week of people that have triumphed over adversity in their lives. Very often, it's due to an addiction or a substance abuse issue. And in our Recovery News You Can Use piece, I'm really excited to welcome an expert in the field. She's awesome, and you're going to hear why, because we're going to touch on a problem and a solution. She's going to offer some solutions to something that totally affects women, and men too, I guess, because it's the women that they love. But I'd like to introduce Kimberly Kramer. She's the primary therapist at Reawakenings Wellness Center, and they're located in Miramar, Florida. Their website is www.reawakeningwellness.com. And Kimberly, I'd like to welcome you to Steppin' Out Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And when we were speaking off the air a little bit, I had, you had brought up a real problem that I don't think we've ever addressed on this show. So thank you for suggesting it. Mm-hmm. Talking about pregnancy and addiction, the stigma associated with it, the struggles in that population. There's so many barriers to treatment, et cetera. So I guess we can start with what happens when someone gets pregnant and they're addicted to something.
Well, I think even when you did the introduction, it was a great point that it's just not often talked about. So a lot of times people are kind of caught really not knowing what to do with this woman. We at our center decided to kind of outreach and make a niche so that pregnant women could come to us. We found a doctor that specializes in detoxing because a lot of times, as sad and unethical as it is, they were being sent to be Baker acted.
What is that for the audience that doesn't know?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Baker acted is actually meant for people that are harmed to themselves or other people. Mm-hmm. It's at an inpatient at a hospital because that was the only setting they could find for them that would be safe.
Wow.
And it's kind of illegal, to tell you the truth, but there was no other place for them to go because so few places will actually detox them.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And what happens? Okay, so I think what Reawakenings did is terrific, and they're at reawakeningwellness.com if you know anybody that needs them, because this is so important. What happens? First of all, we know there's stigma in the general population, but I mm-hmm. can't believe the stigma that these women must go through that are pregnant, correct?
Well, yes. I mean, even in the besides what they're thinking about themselves, there's a lot of self-shame and low self-worth. But there's a lot of stigma in the professional community, not just the societal community. A lot of times when I work with therapists, I have to kind of educate them on what it's going to be like to work with a pregnant woman, and we have to talk about their own bias, because you cannot properly help somebody if you're biased about it. So, I mean, it reaches throughout the spectrum as far as the stigma associated with, oh, well, they're hurting the baby, and just being a little bit harder on pregnant women, even within addiction. So people that struggle with addiction, if they have not been pregnant, will even say things like, I would never do that if I got pregnant. Mm. That would be it for me.
So there's, right.
They're
getting hit from all angles. There is not one mm-hmm. area in life, except for, sounds like, when they reach a place like Reawakening, Reawakenings Wellness Center, I'm sorry, where they can feel safe and mm-hmm. Feel not judged. I guess that's huge. Because let's face it can happen, right?
Mm-hmm. And as we all know, addiction is a lot of times used to cope. And if they're going through all this, they're likely to turn back to it to cope with what's going on.
Right. And then I can imagine the guilt that they feel. And so what, besides having no place to go, what are some of the barriers to treatment? Do people not want to treat them because they're afraid of lawsuits, let's say, if something happens to the baby? Or why is there such a barrier to treatment? Because of the stigma, you think?
Well, there is also the stigma, but there's liability. So, I mean, the fact that you're not only treating, who are you really treating? Are you treating the mother? Are you treating the baby? Are you treating them both? Who is the client? If something were to medically happen to the treatment center, you know, would be liable for that. There's a lot of things like that, and it's a lot more complicated. So it's complicated enough to try and detox somebody because we are all individuals.
Sure.
But for a pregnant woman, she also has this other compounding factor, which is the pregnancy and the baby and how far along she is and how she's responding to the treatment and how the baby's responding to the treatment. So it's just a very complex thing. And a lot of places are a little bit too scared to address it with them.
And what are the treatments? If, you know, I guess it depends, obviously, on what they're addicted to. But mm-hmm. let's take opioids or alcohol or, you know, just some of mm-hmm. the more common ones. How do you treat them?
Well, we've been successful so far in completely detoxing people up to the second trimester. So up to 6 months, we can take them completely off of drugs. What we do is we give them medication. So mm-hmm. that's more of a medical side. I'll stay away a little bit from that.
Sure.
Not really, I understand.
But,
so it basically depends on how much the client was using and how she responds.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on that is how long what we call the taper or the slowly taking off of the drug will take. And one of the further complications is a lot of times they're on mood stabilizers or there's a mental health aspect.
Sure.
So sometimes they can't take certain ones of those when they're pregnant as well. So there's the emotions of getting off of drugs, which is a huge emotional roller coaster, being pregnant, you know, also emotional, and having to maybe not be on the same type of medications you were on for your mental health illness that might need to be changed or altered in some sort of way during the pregnancy. So it's a big struggle for them, and it's important that they have a continuum of care, that they get to have that therapy and that help and that support while they're going through a really scary time in their life.
And how can people find you? I know you're in Florida, but I'm assuming can people fly in from all over the country if they need this treatment? Or
yeah, we're actually right next to the airport, so we do provide transport if needed to go pick up the person at the airport. And we are affiliated with, I think there's one other center that's starting to do what we call an outpatient, so it would be like a follow-up afterwards. We bring them through, it's called PHP, which is kind of like a residential. So they'd be living somewhere. We'd be helping them, you know, with whatever assistance they need, even as far as getting insurance for the baby and things like that.
Wonderful.
Gynecology visits, the health that goes into it, you know, a total holistic approach, and maybe helping them finding, you know, jobs or resources so they'd be able to go back out and be on their own. And also addressing the fact that they need to have people to support them. So sometimes we'll work with them and their family that have really gotten estranged through their addiction.
Oh, it's just such a scary place to be. You're listening to Steppin' Out Radio, our recovery news you can use with an expert and what I think sounds like an angel in her field. Her name is Kimberly Kramer, and she's the primary therapist at Reawakenings Wellness Center. And if you know anyone, you know, as she's saying, because there are so few places that could use this type of help, go to the web at www.reawakeningwellness.com, reawakeningwellness.com. And, you know, Kimberly, I guess the phone number's there and they just call. And do you need insurance? Like, how does that work, too?
We accept all of out-of-network insurance, all the major insurance. We also have something that we can do. So if they're uninsured and no insurance whatsoever, and they're pregnant, we can get them what's called a single case Medicaid waiver. And this is only if they have no insurance and they're pregnant. We can get them in for detox with no insurance. We also do a lot of work. We're trying to get on the Medicaid panel, but we're not yet. So just right now, it's uninsured pregnant women, and then anybody over 18 we treat that has out-of-network insurance.
So this is like, so that's wonderful. So people can, there's, in other words, there, you mostly can treat just about everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some, it sounds like there are some, you know, areas that need help, but it sounds like you just deal in the whole piece, which is awesome, like helping them get together with their families. It's not just like, okay, we're going to detox you. And I mean, it sounds like the the follow-up and just the support is tremendous. Do people come around? Do the families come around in your?
Sometimes. I mean, with addiction, sometimes there's been some damage that can't recover in a few months. It might take a little bit longer. But a lot of times, yes. And a lot of times they also suffer from codependency, which is being in unhealthy relationships where everything they feel and think revolves around what the other person is feeling and thinking. So a lot of the beginning stages is kind of working them away from that and working them back into the family relationship, the good, sober peer support, the people that are actually in going to help the support system for them, instead of the detrimental one that may lead them back out to relapsing.
Which is great. Okay, well, thank you for being with us. You're listening to Steppin' Out Radio. Again, I can't stress enough to get in touch with Reawakenings if you know anybody in this kind of situation. It's reawakeningwellness.com, reawakeningwellness.com. You've been listening to Steppin' Out with Kimberly Kramer. And Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It was great.
It was terrific. Thank you.